KX, KO4HKX from N4ZLK.
4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. I know you were staying at home this week doing stuff, but I hadn't heard you all week. I didn't know if you were on the radio or not. I just thought I'd say hello.
Be sitting here at my desk, trying to do some work with the radio, getting it hooked to the computer and trying to figure out how all the settings for the digital modes.
Like fun. I guess I caught you at the right time. Like I said, I knew you were not running your route this week, but hadn't heard you at all.
Not much. Checked in at the Nets of the evening, but that's about it. I've been doing inventory and fighting with that, trying to get it all done. Finally got it done. Now I got to put the truck back together.
Fun. I can't stay awake anymore for the Nets. I get home, I take a shower and eat something, and I'm sitting on the couch saying, oh, it's going to be net time pretty soon, and then I end up falling asleep.
I'm done with my daily routine by the time I'm getting started most of the time. By the time I get home, get the business closed, day closed out, inventory check or shipments checked in and put where it goes and ready to sit down for the evening, it's about 9 o'clock, it seems like.
Several times when I've checked into the net on my way home from work, but those last few weeks, it seems like I've been getting off a lot earlier. Well, not a lot earlier, but early enough to get home before the net and early enough to, once I sit down, that's about it. If I was still working, I'd be fine.
Funny, we sit in those trucks and drive around all day and not a problem falling asleep. Get home and hit that recliner and out.
Out. The comforts of home. Got the dog beside you and a full belly and a hot shower. Nothing like it.
Pretty sure. I guess it's where we get in our comfortable space, I believe.
Christmas, I think I may have talked to you right after Christmas, actually, because I think you said you and the wife stayed home. And but anyway, hope you have a good weekend, Happy New Year, and all that.
Thank you. I hope you have had a good Christmas, and I hope you're preparing for a Happy New Year. And hopefully, 2022 gets off to a better start.
Dude, there's a lot of people with little sicknesses going around, stomach viruses, head colds, congestion, and you know, had nothing to do with the other stuff. So. I've run into a lot of people that are either out or sick. I had something a couple weeks ago, and now my daughter-in-law and granddaughter have running fevers today. So, anyway, there's a lot going around.
There's lots going around, but everybody immediately jumps to the worst conclusion.
We'll get through it. We will get through it. But, anyway, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to see if you were out there and hope you get that figured out. Good to hear you. I'll talk to you again. KO4HKX from N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, before you go, is that my radio with the tone on the end of it when I released the mic? I just want to make sure I was hearing something that I don't normally hear. So, well, I've been messing with these settings on radio, I must have hit something else. But thank you. You take care. Stay safe out there, and I'll go ahead and say 73's to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Don't have any kind of tone coming, being transmitted anyway, so just the normal repeater blip at the end of the transmission. Have a good one, Patrick. N4ZLK.
KO4HKX, KB4CBA.
I'm pulling into the fuel pumps here, but KB4CBA, N4ZLK. Happy New Year to you.
Still there.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I was just going to say hello and see how you're doing.
Is that okay? I'm pulling into the fuel pumps, but I just wanted to say hello and Happy New Year.
Well, yep, we had to get some of that go juice today for my wife's car. And, it's not getting any cheaper.
I passed by three QTs on the way home. I usually get it from there. And two of them are right at $3 for the diesel, and one of them is $3.29 or $0.39, and I'm not sure why the big difference. They're all 3 miles apart from each other.
It's really crazy. I mean, you can go, yesterday, a couple of days ago, I filled up for $2.79, just regular gas, and now it's, that particular station's got $2.85, and of course, diesels, if you can get diesel for around $3 a gallon, then I think you're doing really good.
Stopped here. I usually stop at the other one when they were really close because it was closer to home. I don't know. I like it better. But now that it's 20, 30 cents more there, I'm going to stop over here. Anyway, I'm gonna hop out and pump some fuel. So I'll be back after a while. N4ZLK.
I'll monitor the frequency. N4ZLK, KB4CPA.
ZLK Mobile.
4ZLK, KB4CPA. All right, well, I guess you got a tank full of some diesel?
That's a little under half. Thought I'd go ahead and top it off since I'm going to not have to go back into town for a few days. I might as well, just in case something happens, I'll have a full tank. How about that?
Let mine get down to, like, I think one time it said I had 3 miles left. Of course, you know, I was driving, you know, past gas stations galore, so I really wasn't nervous about it because I could, if it quit running, I could just roll into one of them.
Live that dangerously anymore. Once I get off of White Horse Road, there's not very many fuel stations anywhere, and I don't like to drive around close to empty.
That often, and usually if when the light comes on, it comes on at 50 miles and left, when I got 50 miles left, so usually after it comes on, it gets down in the 40s, I'm usually pumping gas, and it doesn't seem to want to, it's either not getting the mileage it used to get, or it's not holding as much gas or something, because I was getting full over 300 miles to the tank, and now it's like 285 miles, somewhere right around in there, 287. And I fill it up as much as I can. This particular tank is really, I'm not sure how it's set up. It's different. You can't squeeze it in there. It's got an overflow and tube, and it'll just run out on the ground. So I figured out I can put about $1.50 more when it cuts off, and if I try to push it beyond that, it starts right out of the overflow.
KI4LZI, you're who I think you are that I was talking to earlier today. What model Mustang is that, or are you talking about the Mustang or the motorcycle?
Talking about the Mustang, it's a 2012 GT, about 420 horsepower.
Hey, let me see if I got it. Good evening, Andy, and Dave. I'm going to run into the store real quick. Just got one thing to get, and I'll be back out in a minute, guys. N4ZLK.
Great, Shane. I just heard him talking about that. I haven't tested it, but I've heard that all these newer vehicles of today, that's what I've heard now, that if you let them run completely out of gas, that you'll damage something in them. I don't know if that's true or not. I hadn't been wanting to test it, but if that should be true, I don't think I would want to let it run out like that, because you might damage something if that's true.
Well, I've been a technician since automotive technician since 1987. When I retired, I was master certified. So I can tell you that it does not hurt a gasoline engine. I know that for a fact. It just starts pumping air. And the solenoids are, the injectors are just solenoids, and they're just opening and closing, and nothing's coming out. So, and then when you put gas in there, it starts pumping the gas. So, it's the way it works. Some systems have a return, and some don't. Just depends on the car and the way it's set up.
Got about a 96 Toyota Camry LE. I didn't know if, I've never tasted it, to be honest. Something like that I was familiar with was with a 72 Ford Pinto, and you know how primitive that is even to a 96, so. Is there any vehicle that's like that?
Your question. Repeat your question, please, sir.
I was just wondering, does that apply to a 96?
To look that up online, I can tell you, I had a 90 Mustang, and the fuel gauge started reading incorrectly when it got down to empty. It got down to about a 16th of a tank or so, maybe close to an eighth. I was going down the road and it just quit running, and I ran out of gas. And so it left me on 85, and I had to walk about a mile, and I didn't have anything to put it in. So when I got to the gas station, I bought a thing of windshield washer fluid, and I didn't need any. Mine was full, so there were a bunch of people there, and I said, "Hey guys, I'm getting ready to pour this stuff out in the ground. I just bought it. Does anybody need any washer fluid?" And everybody looked at me and said, "No." So I just opened it up and poured it out in the ground and pumped me a gallon of gas in that and towed it back to the car. And it started up, and I drove it down to the gas station and filled up.
I was always told about my dad's last car. He kind of pushed it a little bit to the edge a couple of times, and he was told that he might damage some. I didn't know a fuel pump or so on and so forth. I've never pushed it or tested it, but I heard that, and that being a Mustang, a souped-up Mustang, I know we can hear the exhaust when you shift gears off of the radio there on a repeater. So.
Yeah, it's loud. The one I ran out of gas in was a 90 GT. I had Flowmaster mufflers on it, but everything else was stock. And, but. This was a cat-back system. Everything behind the catalytic converter was a Flowmaster, and it was a little bigger exhaust and freer flowing mufflers and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I guess it let the engine breathe a little better and still met, emission standards and all that.
If that's even true, but that's what I've heard, and I don't know if it is or not, but I certainly wouldn't want to mess something up, so I'm going to go ahead and switch frequencies and go over to the 47 to the GSP Regional Sky One there. But I heard you in there, and I heard you talking about that, and I was just curious, but that's what I was always heard about a 96 Camry, so KI4LZI.
Yeah, there may be something peculiar about the Camry that I don't know about, but if it works like most cars do, it's not going to hurt it. You just quickly as you're walking. But, yeah, I don't try to run out of gas. Sometimes I just like to, I either forget about it and then I look down and I go, oh, shoot, or I want to get to a particular gas station because I know the price is cheaper and that kind of thing. But anyway, all right, well, good to talk to you, and you have a good New Year if I don't talk to you before that, and I'll say 73, Cam 4LZ, IKB 4, CBA.